The Lincoln bedroom was dark when Rachel entered. She was surprised to see the bed empty and untouched. Michael Tolland was nowhere to be seen. An antique oil lamp burned near the bed, and in the soft radiance she could barely make out the Brussels carpet, the famous carved rosewood bed, the portrait of Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd, even the desk where Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. As Rachel closed the door behind her, she felt a clammy draft on her bare legs. "Where is he?" Across the room, a window was open, the white organza curtains billowing. She walked over to close the window, and an eerie whisper murmured from the closet.
"Mary!"
Rachel wheeled.
"Mary!"
the voice whispered again. "Is that you, Mary Todd Lincoln?" Rachel quickly closed the window and turned back toward the closet. Her heart was racing, although she knew it was foolish. "Mike, I know that's you."
"No," the voice continued. "I am not Mike. I am Abe."
Rachel put her hands on her hips. "Oh, really? Honest, Abe?" A muffled laugh.
"Moderately honest, Abe? Yes."
Rachel was laughing now, too.
"Be afraid," the voice from the closet moaned. "Be very afraid."
"I'm not afraid."
"Please be afraid," the voice moaned. "In the human species, the emotions of fear and sexual arousal are closely linked."
Rachel burst out laughing.
"Is this your idea of a turn-on?" "Forgive me," the voice moaned. "It's been years since I've been with a woman."
"Evidently," Rachel said, yanking the door open. Michael Tolland stood before her with his roguish, lopsided grin. He looked irresistible, wearing a pair of navy blue satin pajamas. Rachel did a double take when she saw the presidential seal emblazoned on his chest.
"Presidential pajamas?"
He shrugged. "They were in the drawer."
"And all I had was this football jersey?"
"You should have chosen the Lincoln bedroom."
"You should have offered."
"I heard the mattress was bad. Antique horsehair." Tolland winked, motioning to a gift-wrapped package on a marble-topped table. "This'll make it up to you." Rachel was touched.
"For me?"
"I had one of the presidential aides go out and find this for you. Just arrived. Don't shake it." She carefully opened the package, extracting the heavy contents. Inside was a large crystal bowl in which were swimming two ugly orange goldfish. Rachel stared in confused disappointment.
"You're joking, right?"
"Helostoma tuminkai,"
Tolland said proudly.
"You brought me fish?"
"Rare Chinese kissing fish. Very romantic."
"Fish are not romantic, Mike."
"Tell that to these guys. They'll kiss for hours."
"Is this supposed to be another turn-on?"
"I'm rusty on the romance. Can you grade me on effort?"
"For future reference, Mike, fish are definitely not a turn-on. Try flowers."
Tolland pulled a bouquet of white lilies from behind his back.
"I tried for red roses," he said, "but I almost got shot sneaking into the rose garden."